From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. After 3 days in London at the G20 summit, President Obama is in the French city of Strasbourg, right on the border with Germany. It's where NATO leaders are meeting and where Mr. Obama will ask them for a strong endorsement of his new strategy in Afghanistan. But first, the president took part in a town hall meeting with French and German students. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
A morning flight carried President Obama to France and to Strasbourg, where NATO is marking its 60th anniversary. After a meeting with President Nicolas Sarkozy, the two leaders met with reporters. Mr. Obama previewed the message on Afghanistan he'll give to NATO leaders.
And so this is not an American mission. This is a NATO mission. This is an international mission. France has always understood that, and for that, I'm very grateful.
From there, President Obama headed across town to a small sports arena for a town hall meeting.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States and First Lady, Michelle Obama.
The president began with a lengthy opening statement where he talked about the economic crisis and about the need to rebuild the transatlantic alliance. The crowd numbered more than 3,000, most of them high school and college students. Mr. Obama began calling on audience members who waved their arms and tried desperately to get his attention. Some mixed the substantive with topics not so serious.
Do you think that the economic crisis is an opportunity to restructure our industries in an ecological and sustainable way? And I also was wondering whether the dog was already in the White House or not.
We are getting a dog. This is a very important question in the United States.
As to the first part of the woman's question, the president said the economic crisis does create an opportunity in this area. He said stimulus money can and will be used to make government buildings more efficient and to begin to transform America into a greener economy. Another questioner asked if he ever regrets having run for president. He said no, describing it as an opportunity to make a difference and to serve. But he lamented the lack of privacy and wistfully recalled the days when he could sit in a cafe and watch the crowd pass by. After each answer, Mr. Obama scanned the audience.
I'm gonna ask that young man in the suit, you know, because he got dressed up today. I know he doesn't usually wear a suit. Yes.
I just want to know, what do you expect from the French and the European countries regarding the war on terror?
Now, the war on terror is a Bush administration phrase and one the Obama White House makes it a point of not using. He did answer the question, though.
We cannot pretend somehow that because Barack Hussein Obama got elected as president, suddenly everything's going to be okay. It is going to be a very difficult challenge. Al-Qaeda is still bent on carrying out terrorist activity.
Mr. Obama went on to say that it is important to show the Muslim world greater respect. He said Al-Qaeda and others like it do not deserve the same. He also used this answer to again talk about Afghanistan, stressing that the U.S. should not bear the burden of the mission alone. The reaction afterward was enthusiastic, to say the least. 17-year-old Lukas Luck is from Heidelberg, Germany.
Yeah, all of a sudden he was there and everybody was screaming, and it was a great feeling. Because you're only used to see the president from the TV, but all of a sudden he stands right in front of you, and you're just amazed.
And you shook his hand.
Yeah, exactly. That's great.
If this felt like a U.S.-style campaign event, it's no coincidence with President Obama selling his idea of a restored U.S.-European relationship directly to these young people. It could yield benefits, even as he holds more formal meetings with heads of state at the halfway point of this European tour. Don Gagne, NPR News, in Strasbourg.